We each yearn for peace, for our hearts to be at rest, for the knowledge that we're safe. And yet, if these past couple of years have taught us anything, hey, the world in which we live is far from peaceful or safe. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Our first granddaughter, Olivia, was born just a few weeks into the first wave of the COVID pandemic back in 2020. We couldn't visit her in hospital, and in the first photo that we have with her, my wife and I are both wearing masks. We had no idea how this whole pandemic would unfold, and as things turned out, it went from bad to worse. But you don't have to be in the midst of a global pandemic to be assailed by things that threaten your safety and rob you of your peace. That reality is an ancient one. War, crime, health issues, the consequences of our own sin, threats to our safety and the absence of peace are as old as the human race itself. But let's bring that back to you and me here and now. How do we lay hold of the peace that we so covet when life is anything but peaceful? Isaiah chapter 26, verses 3 and 4. God, you give true peace to people who depend on you, to those who trust in you. So trust the Lord always, because in the Lord you have a place of safety forever. The answer is that true peace isn't something we conjure up. True peace comes from God. He gives it to His people when we depend on Him, when we trust in Him. Here's the powerful truth. The closer we draw to Jesus, the more He will breathe His peace, whisper His peace into our souls. So trust the Lord always, because in the Lord you have a place of safety forever. That's God's word fresh for you today. God's peace is something that He would give to each one of us so that we can be who He made us to be, live the life He created us to live. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of the special edition book called Your Road to a Stunning Life. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.